and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Lady Brigitte Gabrielle. Our co-host today is Mondo de la Vega. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Yes. Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street.
Yes.
We have one of the foremost voices in the favor of God in the house today, Brigitte Gabrielle.
Or Brigitte.
I'll use a French name. Brigitte. How's that?
Just think Brigitte Bardot.
Right.
That's the American, nicer Christian version. But call me anything, but not late for dinner.
Brigitte. We're glad to have you back today.
I am so excited to be here with you in person.
Yes.
It's great to be on the set.
Yes. We love
it's you. So wonderful. And I have to tell you, people who are watching us at home, the excitement in the room, the people in the crowd. There is nothing like being with people face to face. We can do Skype,
right.
We can do interviews, you know,
sure.
Where you see the two people side by side doing it via Skype and Zoom or whatever.
Right.
Especially now, you know, after COVID, everybody does the Skype.
Yeah.
There is nothing like being in person.
It's so wonderful. It's so exciting.
Wonderful. The energy, the love, the excitement.
Yes.
We love God.
Yes.
We love our country.
Yes.
We're attitudinal and we speak out, you know.
That's
so
right.
We have a great time together.
We do.
That's right. This is a party and work at the same time.
I know.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, and we hit on it yesterday.
So this is day two with Brigitte.
Yes.
So if you're tuning in, this is our day two with Brigitte.
You know, you came from a war-torn country. You were underground in a bunker for years.
Try something.
Bombs dropping all around you.
Yeah. Mm.
You planned to die there. Is that, I don't know if that's you or not. But
walking into my bomb shelter, the little girl actually is my cousin doing the reenactment.
Aww.
With
oh,
my
really?
Mother. I had Aww. To clean that lamp. That was my job every morning, clean that lamp, that oil lamp. And that's literally running to my bomb
so
shelter.
So you had, you didn't have electricity.
We didn't have any electricity.
So you had a lamp to.
That's right. And
could you read
it.
By that at all?
I mean, we lit it only at
like
night
Abraham
because
Lincoln.
We had to conserve on, you know, the kaz, which is what we used in that lamp. But that's it. I mean, that's how we had to live, and that's how I had to run to my bomb shelter.
If the grid goes down, you're kind of prepared for it in a way.
Oh, Lord.
But you're not ready, probably, because...
Oh, Lord. I moved to America for electricity, okay?
Yes.
So I hope the grid doesn't go down. By the way, you know, people like me who lived in this type of upbringing, you know, living on candlelights. Mm. You know, I don't eat at restaurants with candlelights. You know, it's got to be bright light.
Oh.
I don't like dark rooms, dark restaurants. In my house, I have chandeliers in every room.
Yeah.
So the house is always bright.
I
light candles, but the chandelier has to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for me, it's like
you
flashbacks.
Lived in the darkness.
Sure.
I lived in the darkness on candlelight. So candlelights for me are not romantic.
Right.
They're a reminder of misery.
No, that is
literally.
You know, I feel the same way because in
something?
Guatemala was the same way. By, you know, 5 p.m., we lost complete light and candles and all
so
this.
So they would power go out automatically, right?
Every day. I mean, you weren't guaranteed to have power or water.
That's true. Yeah.
All day long.
It's
you go without. So for me, in America, I'm like you. I love America. We had to say the Pledge of Allegiance the right way and do it all by the book. And there's no nation, listen to me, on our worst day, this nation is still the greatest
That's
nation
right.
on the
exactly.
face of the earth.
Yeah. Exactly.
The greatest.
I want to ask you, too, because you both used lanterns during a war in a bunker where you have
for many years.
Yeah.
And Mondo, you must have had lanterns then in your
we
house.
We had lanterns. We had candles. Thick candles, small candles, all kinds of candles.
Okay.
You learned how to shut them off like this.
Do you think it would be a good idea for people to have some lanterns stored in their
Absolutely.
House?
Absolutely. Listen, I down in my John Deere room in my house, I shouldn't be telling you what I have, but I have at least 30 oil lamps, old school.
30?
Because listen, you can't forget what you've gone through. if you're going to survive, if you, it's not meaning that you have a survival mentality, but you have a mentality of always being prepared before anything hits. I remember even, you know, people used to talk about how people shower and all that. And I said, I lived that way. I had to take out, you know, the big barrels of water, big buckets of water, take them outside, let the sun heat that up, and then you can take a bath.
That's right.
I lived through so much already in my life. The streets told me, lock them up, throw the key away. They told me not to make plans after 18 years old because I was going to die by the time I was 18 years old. Well, guess what? God made a way. Yes. Now that I made a way to live this long, I won't tell you how old I am, but I can tell you that I am prepared for any circumstance that comes my way without being fearful. Mm-hmm. As long as I can be prepared, as long as I have my water bottles with me, I check them every day. I got my pump every day, making sure. My wife goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm making sure everything works. I got to make sure. Why? Because I know when something happens, my responsibility is to take care of my own family.
That's right.
Not dependent on my neighbors, not dependent on the government, not dependent on the fire marshals. They're going to be so stressful trying to put the fires out. My job is to make their job a little bit easier. And if I can get prepared ahead of time, I'm looking at this generator here.
Yes.
If I would have had that generator back in Central America during the Civil War, I can tell you that we would have been kings in my little town.
You were in a civil war?
Absolutely. In the 1980s, Central America went through a civil war that ravaged Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, they came in and they raped our women. They took our land. My father was one of the kings of agriculture in our town.
Right.
And I can tell you, they came in and ravaged the coffee plantations to the point that we had nothing left.
Wow.
We went from, you know, being very financially stable and involved in politics. And then within 24 hours, they came in and bombs were going off everywhere. Young men were being taken prisoners of war. And here we were a little small town and life turned around in a matter of hours. Life as we knew was no longer the same. No power, no water, no food to eat. I remember still eating and it goes back. That's why I don't like fish today or even tortillas today. And I know as a Latino, I should love tortillas, right? But I remember surviving on tortillas and salt and lemon for 6 months, every day. Fish every now and then. You talk about reminders of the past.
So where would you get fish?
We go out to the creek or the river and go fish.
And catch them.
And not a fancy thing either. We had a Pepsi bottle and we wrapped our fishing line and we made little hooks, and we go fishing that way. You know what I mean? So you get practical. When you understand what you're going through in the season of when you lose everything, your mind begins to think in ways that you never thought it was possible.
Yeah. Now, you have amazing. Some of our generators at your home, don't you?
I sure do. I got three of them. I put some money aside, and I invested on three of the generators, not this one particularly, but the older models that we used to have. And I can tell you, they saved my life. As a matter of fact, when I used to live here with my wife and my kids on 226, which is the condo up there, and when the power went out, the whole building had no power.
That's right.
We had two brand new premature babies, twins. Mm-hmm. My wife had to pump the milk, and the power went out, and I did not panic because I knew I had my generator, and I plugged in the pump to be able to pump the milk out, had a light, had DirecTV going on, had my television going on, had everything going on, and my wife was at peace. My kids were being fed, and I knew that I took the time to prepare for a moment of peace.
Simple. You know, the Lord told me last week to tell you folks that live here, Morningside is on high alert. It's time to go all out, prepare for what's coming. You don't have to believe me, but you will see. And if you can, you watching me at home, if you can get one of these generators, I have at least five of them, and I'm getting them all checked out because I neglected them for the last few years, because you need to charge them up every once in a while and keep them charged up. Because if an event takes place, you want them fully charged. And then you want your panels. I have some panels on my roof that we can plug into them and all. But I want you to go to our website, and you can see them all there.
Yes, we have partnered with Lion
Energy. And this one here is, this is double, double. This will give you the big unit, and then it has a expandable power unit with it.
Absolutely. This is the Safari ME Expansion Portable Power Station Kit. For a donation of $3,995, we have partnered with Lion Energy. And listen, when you
get financing.
You get financing on it, which is for the first time in history of our ministry, we're able to finance this product and get it to your home. You're going to receive one, which is the portable power generator, one 100-watt solar panel, one expansion battery, one 25-foot extension cord, and one Eclipse charger as a bonus, all for a donation of $3,995. And I can tell you that we have shopped all over the place to find the best generator, and I can tell you that this is the best generator in the market right now. Lithium batteries are catching on fire because they're cutting corners when it comes to lithium batteries. I can tell you that Frank Davis doesn't cut corners. He puts his money where his mouth is and makes sure that the insides, the brains of this generator is 100% guaranteed. And if you have any problems with it, before you start complaining and sending it back and calling, no, call Frank Davis yourself, and I can tell you that they will work the problem and the solution out with you. This is an item that is a must-have. I have partners contacting me on Facebook. What do I do? And I said, listen, I can advise you all you want, but if you don't go to the website, I don't have time to have conversations on Facebook. I don't have time. The key is you have to act. You have to get it for yourself. Get an opinion about it. If you don't have this items right now, I can tell you that it's getting tighter and tighter with war with China. They're making it very difficult to do business with other businesses, but we are guaranteeing this generator, they're in stock. We've walked through the website with Frank Davis and Lion Energy, and believe me, they are committed to giving you the best customer service as possible, and any problems you have, they will immediately solve it. So the key is this. Go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and go to the store section of the website and click on Lion Energy. That's going to take you to the landing page, and financing will be there and available for you for your budget, what fits for your family. Make sure you do this right now. Don't wait for after the show. You can pause the program and listen. Do it right now, jimbakershow.com.
And there's all sizes of generators that you can pick
from
there.
If you want just a solar panel, you can get a solar panel. If you just want the portable generator, which is the main unit, you can order that by itself. You can order right now. The power station is about $2,350. But if you want the EMP bag to protect it, where you can put your iPads, extra cell phones, cables, little lamps, whatever fits in that little bag right there. It's not as little, but it's big. Get it today. Get those items that are going to be able to help protect the fuelless generator. That's what I want to make sure you understand.
Right.
This unit is a fuelless generator, meaning it doesn't use any gasoline, any diesel. The number one killer after a great disaster is that people use generators and put them inside their garage, and all those fumes go inside the home and kill people. This one, you can have it by your bed and use it and not have to worry
about it. I have them in my living room, in my bedroom, in the kitchen. They just run inside. You don't need to worry about dying from them. And your power comes from the sun. And so you get the panels. But you need to start getting the EMP bags, I call them.
Absolutely.
Faraday bags, right?
Those are military base tested.
They have tested these with man-made lightning government equipment.
Yeah.
And these bags will keep your, you know, when this EMP bomb drops over America's in the sky, everything will melt down. All cars will stop running unless they were the really old cars. So you laugh at old cars, but I'll tell you, the electric cars will sizzle. And all the airplanes will fall out of the sky. And I believe we're going to have a tax on our grid this year. We've had, dozens and dozens in the last few months.
Absolutely. One of the keys that we're looking at is the substations are being damaged by domestic terrorists right now in America, not including what Russia and China and North Korea are wanting to do to our nation. You talk about domestic terrorists. We saw it a few weeks ago in North Carolina. They attacked the substations there that knocked power out for over 250,000 people there. Then a few days later, the trend started to happen, and we saw the same problems over there in the West Coast where another substation was attacked. Then another question rose that our nation or the power companies began to order pieces to change in our substation from China. The problem is they began to find some things inside of the substation parts that China was able to control from their command, so to speak, meaning they can turn off the power in those substations.
We don't stock that part.
No, we can't. We don't want to. We can't.
Why?
Why? Because
it takes months to get them.
It takes a year. It takes a whole year.
But they say if the grid is down a year, 80-90% of Americans will die.
Absolutely. Our refrigeration would die, everything that we, or everyday life, the way we communicate, the way we do. But I want to tell you something powerful about this generator when it talks about that. It can power your power tools.
Right.
It can power your refrigerator, your freezers, That's air right. compressors, TV, right. medical devices, blenders, and much more, as long as you understand how power wattage works, right? Because if you understand how power wattage works, then you're able to power your things inside of your home. The problem is our substations right now don't have the ability to function in a magnitude that we expect with overloads of power that is coming in. That's why we saw the big devastation a few years ago in New York City where they were out of power. And guess what caused it? A branch.
You need to start getting ready right now. Amen.
So you have peace of mind. So you have peace of mind. And then you're not freaking out at the last second because your mind can't think when it's all stressed out.
How about me calling you Gabriel? Is that a nice name?
Oh, my.
You can always call me Gabriel.
That's an angel.
That's right. I like the idea of having a halo on top of my head.
Oh, boy.
But you used to meet with the EMP experts, the top experts in America.
That's right. I worked with the EMP Commission in Congress with Peter Pry at that time. We had many conferences, and I was part of the advising committee on preparation committee on what we need to do. And we even invited electric companies to be involved in the conversation, members of Congress involved in the conversation, because, you know, our electric grid is not hardened at all.
No. And why won't they do it?
Because we have such bureaucracy in our government.
Yeah.
Such bureaucracy. And you know what? In America, we have had it so easy for so long that people cannot think, really could never happen. You know, we need the money somewhere else. I mean, look, we sent $90 billion to Ukraine.
Right.
Well, right now we have a China spy balloon that we just shot over our country.
Yes.
And we are afraid of an EMP attack. And all it takes is $100 million to secure our power grid. We cannot find $100 million to secure our power grid, but we can find $90 billion to send to Ukraine.
That's right.
The problem is our elected officials thought, that can never happen here in America. It can never happen here in America. And everybody kicked the ball down the line for somebody else to take care of it. So I remember having this conversation when Obama was in office. Mm-hmm. Actually, the commission started when Bush was in office. And then Obama came to office. And then Trump came to office. And then now we have Biden, and we are still talking about hardening our electric grid. And so that's the problem. But it's like we said, better prepared than scared.
You met with the highest people in the land.
That's right.
Why won't they fix it? I mean, I just still can't get it into my brain This is, we're so vulnerable that that spy balloon, and several experts said, there could have been an EMP bomb in that balloon.
Right. And we were afraid that we're going to have an EMP bomb even before the China issue. That's when we were afraid that Osama bin Laden, who owns the fleet of ships, remember, mm-hmm. the bin Laden family, that's how they made their money.
Right.
We were afraid that Osama bin Laden working with Iran will put a missile on a ship and launch it to create an electromagnetic pulse attack against America. So even back then, we were talking about this stuff before the China balloon. But here is the problem. We have four major electric companies in the United States. When we got them together on the EMP commission, when we were talking about fixing, and we brought them with members of Congress, and we were talking about how we can get this done. The electric company said, okay, it's going to cost millions. We're not going to put in any money. We need the government's help. We cannot do it on our own because we don't have that much money to invest into doing a new grid. The government said, we're not going to give you money until you invest your own. So once you start investing your own money, then the government money will kick in. So it was like catch 22. Who's going to start first? The electric companies would not commit because mm-hmm. they were not sure that the government's going to kick in the money. And the government would not do the advance. That's where we needed somebody like President Trump.
Right.
You know, when President Trump, when the vaccine, when COVID happened, President Trump called the vaccine companies to speed up their research and mm-hmm. start developing a vaccine fast enough. He put up the money up front for them instead of the pharmaceutical company doing the testing to start the vaccine. So it takes a businessman running the country to be able yes. to see the vision to say, this is an investment long term in hardening our grid. But so far, it has not been done with the electricity because there are always other issues pressing. Mm-hmm. But right now, we have no option because we have to secure our country. One, by passing legislation to basically stop China or investigate the spy balloon and what was on it. And two, by start talking seriously about protecting the country from an EMP attack.
That's right.
It's so serious.
It is very serious. And people
don't
realize. And
we talk about it a lot on our show, and I'm sure people get tired of hearing me say it, but this is life and death for our country.
Right.
This is the most vulnerable spot for this country to be wiped out.
Right. And not by people dying immediately because of a bomb.
No,
right.
slow
but people
down.
Eating each other and killing each other, fighting over food.
Yeah.
Americans have never been faced with difficulty.
Not like
you know, their idea of difficulty is, oh my God, you know, my internet is so slow or I don't right. have internet connection.
That's right.
That's their idea of crisis.
What do you yes. think people will do? Will they start killing and
well, look,
stealing everything there is the beginning?
Absolutely. It's about survival. So let's say people are playing. I mean, I come from war. So everybody is playing nice, and the first week, let's say, at the first week when they cut off your water, mm-hmm. oh, all the neighbors are sharing their water with each mm-hmm. other. Oh, don't worry, Jim. I've got two buckets of water. I'm going to give you a gallon. I'm going to share some of my water with you. Well, after a week or two, when you realize you're down to this, then you don't care about Jim that much. This water is for my family.
That's right.
And then other people who are so thirsty are willing to kill you for that water because now they're killing for their family. So all the niceties goes out the window within a few weeks. Then it's a matter of survival. Mm-hmm. And when you have to survive, killing another human being becomes unimportant because it's all about survival. Then we become all animals. We go back to the basic instinct. And that's why life, we always hear about the survival of the fittest.
Right.
Because before internet and before law and order and before
right.
it was who's the bigger hunter-gatherer who mm-hmm. can provide for the family, and that's the person who's going to survive the longest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's what it's going to get in the country. So when we have no longer food on the shelves at the stores,
right.
and I mean nothing because trucks will not be able to deliver
that's right.
food for the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get food?
Right.
You know, in America, if you live in any major city,
yeah.
you don't have tomatoes. You don't have tomatoes in your backyard. I mean, let's speak reality. Even yeah. now, wintertime.
Right.
You know, I live on the East Coast. I live in Virginia. I'm not going to be able to grow tomatoes in the winter unless I have an indoor garden,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, or okay. cucumbers mm-hmm. or green peppers mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. lettuce. But Americans are not gardeners. They're not gardening. You know, a lot of people are city right. people. You know, they right. don't have you know, prepared food, like what we have,
right?
You know, like what we've been talking here on the set, why we need, you need to be prepared,
yes,
with meals that you can access. But that's exactly why the country needs to be prepared. And that's exactly why on our website,
yes,
actforamerica.org, and I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org, we have a petition, we have a whole Act Now campaign on the website demanding our government investigate the China spy balloon.
We do.
What was it? You know, what it wanted, what mm-hmm. what they found out, mm-hmm. how come we didn't shoot it down?
That's right.
We need to work on all these issues to protect the country.
We need strong leaders.
That's right.
Our president and our leaders have been installing leaders on the color of their skin, or if they're...
Right.
What, Mondo, help me.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, when you talk about being able to representation, right? The color of your skin, the lifestyle. You want to appoint people that will represent a group of people, yet... Are they prepared?
For instance, if you're gay, you now can get a job in the Biden administration.
As the head of the transportation department.
Oh, I didn't say that.
It's almost unbelievable.
I said that. But, I mean, you know, Buttigieg, what's his qualification? What is his qualification?
Yeah.
Here's a man who was appointed to such an important position. Our trains are not running on time. Our airplanes are not running on time. Mm-mm. We have... Look, I travel all the time on airplanes.
Yes, right. I do too.
I'm on the road 100 days a year. Our airplanes are a mess. We don't even have enough aviators. We don't have enough traffic air controllers.
Right.
We don't
That's
have
scary.
Enough pilots. That's right.
There's near crashes right now.
Right. And, you know, and when you look at the train, I mean, has he visited Ohio? Our president visit Ohio? They're telling everybody, you know, there is nothing to worry about. Everything is fine. Where are our leaders?
Right.
I want to see Biden go there, stay a night in a hotel in that town. I want them to drink the water themselves, shower in the water.
That's right.
If it's that safe and you're telling the people stay there and everything is safe, how come they're not there?
That's a horrible catastrophe that's
horrible
happened.
Catastrophe.
Look at this. And these people are right now, as we're taping this broadcast, are living this way. It's not right. This is the United States of America.
Right.
And this is when you want the federal government to come in.
Absolutely.
At these type of events like this.
But they don't care about these type of events.
No, they're more concerned about sex change.
Right.
You know why they don't care about events like that? Because that county voted for Trump. These are the white-collar workers who are not voting with the Democrats.
Really?
Yes.
Right. That's why. They don't care about it. If this would have happened downtown Atlanta, if this would have happened downtown Philadelphia, if this would have happened in Chicago, FEMA would be on the grounds within 24 hours. It would be national disaster. Talked about in the news all the time. Right now, these people are what they call deplorable. That's why the media doesn't care.
I heard on the news today that our president said we're not sending any
funding
for
emergency
funding that they would normally send because
why? The question is why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the wrong color or they voted the wrong way?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what's happening in our country right now that most people are afraid to talk about.
That's right.
When we talk about why it's important to discuss important issues, in America, we are all equal in the eyes of the Lord.
That's right.
We are all equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are created in His image. It doesn't matter what color we are. Black, white, brown, blonde, pale, albino, I don't care. the law is blind. And that's why Lady Liberty has blindfolders on her eye.
Exactly.
Except we got to the point in our country right now that our politicians who are making money playing the race card and dividing the nation and playing politics with our lives are appointing people not based, even colleges, they are accepting students not based on their merits and their qualifications, but based on the color of their skin, because that's how much government is going to kick in assistant based on a quota. And that's wrong. Mm. And we need to speak up. People need to be able to get somewhere based on their character, based on their brain, based on their values, based on their integrity, based on their ethics, based on their intellect, based on their hard work, not based on the color of their skin or if they belong to a certain race group. And here we are, all of us on the set.
And
different colors.
All my adopted children are Mexican.
Right. We are the example, the epitome of what America looks like and the American dream and the American life. people who came from different backgrounds. It didn't matter what our fathers did, what our mothers did.
Right.
We came to America seeking freedom. We came to America seeking justice. We came to America to live in a country that had integrity, that had values, that had ethics that we lacked in our countries. I know the three of you were born in the United States, that we lacked in our countries. And like you said in the opening of this show, there is no nation on the face of the planet better than the United States.
Right.
On our worst
on our
day,
worst
we're
day.
Better than the rest of the world.
Now, they say all of us white people are evil.
Right. Well, you know what? No. What they are calling right now white supremacists and bigots and racists, if you are pro-police, if you are pro-secure borders, if you honor the legacy of our founding fathers, if you believe America is exceptional, if you believe that the government... number one job is to make sure we are all safe and secure in our country and leave the rest to us. Get out of my pocket, get out of my bedroom, get out of my business. Let me provide for my family. That's how it used to be. And right now, if you love our military, if you want secure borders, you are called anti-brown skin people. You are a racist, a bigot, a white supremacist, an Islamophobe, a xenophobe. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. What they don't agree with is your thought. You are criminalized for your thoughts right now. So if you think that you want secure border, you are automatically a racist bigot because you don't want brown skin people coming in. Even though the people who are coming in right now from over 119 countries
That's
in the world
and
are 800, all colors.
800% more Chinese coming across the border. What's
Chinese,
going on?
Iranians, Indians, the word is out. Look, there's an employee. They found an employee at the Mexican embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, selling visas to the United States for $3,000 a visa. Visas to Mexico for $3,000 a visa. Because they know if you can get to Mexico, you can waltz your way into the United States. You don't have to pay attorneys to do your papers. You don't have to be in the waiting line for 10 years to get a call from the embassy. Okay, your application is being processed. And then if you do it the legal way now, you have to pay your lawyers. You have to pay for your housing. You have to find the job. Well, you break the law and you come over from Mexico. You know, the United States rolls out the red carpet for you. You get cell phone. You get heating and air conditioning tents until they can give you your own apartment with Nintendo, whatever. I mean, you saw the pictures of the tents in New York.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So that's where we are as a country.
They stay in high-end hotels right there. I mean, it's just shocking.
Exactly. And you know what's also so frustrating? Before now, when we used to speak up, I mean, look, I have been on this show for years. You and I, Jim, have known each other and have done shows together for years. When we used to talk about these important issues, people thought we're crazy.
Right.
Oh, they're nuts. They're radicals.
Yes.
They called us names. And when the left would call us names, people on the right, the church, Christians, etc., nobody would say anything because they were afraid. Well, I don't want to be called a racist, so I'm not going to create waves. Let Jim and Brigitte and Lori and Mondo and everybody else and Tammy Sue speak out, but I'm not going to say a word. Now, President Trump, after President Trump, when he shined a microscope on the swamp, and we knew how corrupt our government is
and how bad it is.
Right now, we're all in the same boat. Everybody who loves America, who believes in exceptional America, who believes in secure borders, who honors, who believes in strong military, everybody now is a racist, bigot, Islamophobe, homophobe, xenophobe. And that's why we all now must speak up and start speaking the truth and throw political correctness in the garbage where it belongs and start standing on the truth to speak to defend our country.
Now, I've been talking about food for about a decade at least, and
much longer.
But Lori went to social media the other day, and I don't know why you went there. I mean, you go on social media about more than I do, but you were there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I don't go to social media.
No. Not for him.
I can use the excuse I'm too old to go there, but it's so bad. And so But I just wanted to go. It's one of the biggest social media set up. So I heard, Mondo, that our show's on that particular website. So I wanted to see how our show's being handled up there. So I went over there, put in Jim Baker. Oh, that's the mistake right there.
I try to teach them throughout the years. Never Google yourself. Boy. Never but check on yourself. Because they lie.
You get
they
make things the lies,
but in between
fakes,
my shows.
It's horrible. It's evil.
There's people who, can I say, hate my guts. I mean, there are people who want to destroy us.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the keys, one of the biggest onslaughts is this. One of the biggest thing they make fun of me about is the food buckets. And, I mean, I couldn't believe it. They have whole websites laughing, mocking. And
you can't allow that stuff in your spirit, though. The thing is, you can't.
I'm just telling you, I believe it's satanic.
It is.
I believe that one of the things that we're facing is that there is, like Franklin Graham said, that when his daddy died, that there was going to be the demons from hell will be kicked out and they're going to be down on earth. And I believe hell is breaking loose on earth. And they're trying to keep us from telling you how to be prepared. I don't do the food to make money. We hope that there's enough in to pay the bill. It costs us millions of dollars to be on television. And it's that's the biggest stress I have is trying to keep the budgets, all the bills paid. And so I know there's going to come a time when we won't be able to ship food. We won't have food. And that's why it's hard to prepare when it's good.
Yeah.
But you have to prepare.
You have to prepare.
When things are where you have ability to get the food and all. And,
you know, there's something I need to talk to. Okay, everyone get the food. Okay, just go right now. Go to 1-888-988-1588. Get your food. We've talked about all these different things for you for years. Get it. But, Brigitte, I want to talk to you about something. I want to know about, you know, this border situation and the fentanyl that's coming across. And it's not, I'm tired of hearing this from newscasts, from everyone, that it's, people are overdosing. No, it's poisoning.
It's poisoning. Kids in school are buying pills now. You know, it used to be you can go to the pharmacy and buy a pill. You needed a pharmacist.
Right.
Right now, people are buying these fentanyl or whatever little pills, and they think, oh, it's harmless. You know, you can buy a pill for $20. You know, kids are selling it in the high school.
Oh, yes.
It's loaded with fentanyl. Yes. This is how kids are dying. It's not that they're overdosing.
No.
They just happen to take a pill or something that they had bought, not realizing it's coated with fentanyl.
Absolutely. So it comes from China to Mexico, and then they bring it across the border. Is
that's
that right?
Right. Absolutely. And that they bring it across the border. And we have to understand that these drug cartels, when we think of drug cartels,
right,
you know, a lot of think people in America, I think they think, oh, it's little gangs,
exactly.
You know, like my West Side Story,
right.
There's this gang here, this neighbor.
Yeah.
It's not just a little game.
No, I'm from Arizona.
These are like...
I understand.
This is,
I'm from...
Yeah.
It's like Fortune 500 organization. These guys operate with mega-million-dollar budgets, billion-dollar industry.
That's right.
They're willing to kill. They're like countries. They're like armies with strategies and pecking orders and war path and war plan and drones overseeing the United States and the Border Patrol agents and where are the Border Patrol and where they are located. This is a complete operation.
Why don't we stop it? There's 100,000 a year dying of fentanyl.
That's right.
That is war.
Because
that's more people than die in most wars.
That's right. But the Democrats are importing more voters than the people who are dying.
That's it.
So when you import 5 million people into the United States just in the last few years, and by the way, we know right now that illegal immigrants in America, you know, you hear people say, oh, it's only, you know, 12 million. Oh, no, no, no. We estimate over 20 million, the real numbers are. And just like the people say, only 4 million people came in through the border since Biden took office. No, there's at least a million more that are unaccounted for.
That's right.
So when you lose 100,000 people a year, that's not bad. look at all the new voters who are coming in, you know. I mean, unfortunately, that the Democrats are bringing in, and that's why now they're working to, they want to allow anybody to be able to vote. They say anybody who's in America should be able to vote, whether or not you are a citizen. And that's what we are fighting right now. We are fighting this in Congress right now. If you go on our website, actforamerica.org, we have many, many campaigns right now on the Act Now campaign. You click on Act Now National. There are many campaigns to make sure that we have voter IDs for people who want to vote. Only U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote. And that's so important right now, heading into a 2024 election.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, years are going to fly by like this.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure we secure our country and secure the integrity of our elections.
That's right. Yes. Even D.C. is in the process of passing a new law that illegals, unverified people coming in the country, can vote.
Right.
That's what
And what
saying.
We mean by illegals, you know, this is how bad it is. And by the way, they're testing our result. They're testing the country. That's why they're seeing how it's going to work
that's
in D.C.
Right.
And that's why we need to shout to high heaven right now, electronically, obviously, be keyboard activists. This is what I call it. Everybody can be a keyboard activist, right? Everybody has a computer. Everybody has a keyboard. Everybody can, you know, sign a petition with a click. Be a keyboard activist. And what we're talking about, people with ID, these people who are coming through the border, you know, their ID is a sticky note. Okay, tell me your name. My name is Alfonso Gonzalez. Okay, Alfonso Gonzalez, you know, they literally on a pad, they stick it on a yellow note. Here's your ID. They're getting on buses. They're getting on planes with literally whatever they said their name is without any verification whatsoever. I can say my name is Moonlight. Right. And that will be my official name, and I will get, supposedly, that's my ID, literally the piece of paper where they scribbled my name and what country I'm from, and that's the official ID in the United States. Do we really need people like that to vote? Absolutely not. And that's why we, you know, they say, you don't negotiate what you deserve, or you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. We, the American people, respect our country more and expect more and deserve more from our That's country right. than to cheapen our citizenship and our voice and our laws. Because when you figure there is no difference between your Social Security ID, your passport that says, I am an American citizen, I qualified to be an American citizen, and between some name scribbled on a piece of paper, my name is ABC, and I'm born in whatever country, and that's your ID, we should have more respect to our country
Absolutely.
And to our citizenship than what we're doing right now.
That's right.
Bridget, you have a new television show, and I want to run a little piece of it. And I want everybody to be able to tune in every week to your show.
Right.
What time is your show on the air?
It's on Monday, every Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern
right.
and 9 p.m. Pacific.
That's right.
So make sure you tune in, record it, TiVo it, whatever you do with it.
We
still say TiVo it.
Just go to ptlnetwork.com, everybody.
That's right. And you can watch it, share it with your friends.
You can watch it on demand there 24 hours a day. You also have a free running on Tuesdays. At midnight, 12 a.m., is where I watch most of my programs. But you can go to ptlnetwork.com, or you can watch it on Roku device. Just download the PTL Network channel. You can watch it on demand 24 hours a day. Better yet, I know you have a cell phone. You can download the free app right now, PTL Network app, on your cell phone, and watch Brigitte's brand new show.
News You Can Act On. News You Can Act On. And we named it News You Can Act On because it's not enough to educate. You can be educated. We're not lacking education.
No.
You know, people can watch the news, especially now on the internet, on whatever news sites. You can get it from television. You know, Fox News, Newsmax, this show, PTL, the Jim Baker Show. Wherever you get your news from, we're not lacking education.
No, we're not.
We're lacking what to do with the education. So what we do with News You Can Act On is not only give you the news, but give you action items you can do, action you can take that you can do with under 2 minutes that will make a difference for the country. So like our Stop the Invasion.
Yes.
To stop the invasion at the border. Mm-hmm. We have almost 5 million people, over 4 million people. Already have taken action on our website.
Praise
God. You know, they say squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Oh, yeah. My dad said that all the time.
That's right.
Didn't he always, and he always made
That's
things
right.
happen.
But it's not enough to squeak to each other.
Yeah.
We've got to squeak to our members of Congress.
Yes.
Because I tell you, when we speak with one voice, Capitol Hill shakes. When we roar, Capitol Hill shakes. And you know how you hear always, you know, the Democrats speak with one voice. Oh, my gosh, Brigitte,
oh,
if you
totally
hear the Democrats,
hear. Oh,
they
yeah.
use the same words, the same
right.
language, the same sentences. All the shows, it doesn't matter what you're watching,
That's
they
right.
all repeat the same thing, right?
Yep.
Well, what we created with News You Can Act On, with Act for America, our website, with the Act Now campaign, just imagine when we launch an Act Now campaign, we send an email,
mm-hmm.
call it a campaign. It's,
yes.
it's not a petition. It's a campaign. We send an email to our members saying, we want to ban TikTok
right.
in the United States.
You have it on right now.
Which is
I've
a whole campaign, by the way,
yes.
banning TikTok. Because TikTok is a Chinese instrument spying, collecting data from our children and our youth and anybody using TikTok and sending it back to China. So can you imagine when 100,000 people, 500,000 people speak with the same voice, repeating the same words, sending the same emails to our elected officials, then you are no longer one voice. You are one voice plus 500,000 saying the exact same thing mm-hmm. to our elected officials to make a difference. That's how you impact policy. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
ActForAmerica.org.
Let's take a look at a little piece of her new show.
Wants to bury a story, they release the news on a Friday. When they really want to bury a story, they release it during a holiday weekend. Al-Qaeda is planning another plane attack with new techniques and tactics. DHS decided to drop this bombshell release about an upcoming terrorist attack on Saturday, New Year's Eve. Nothing worthwhile is easy. Nothing worth pursuing ever is. You have to fight for it. Our founding fathers gave everything, and most of them died broke to give us the country we have today. We've been screaming about how we're losing our freedom of speech for the last 20 years. People didn't believe us. They thought, oh, it's these crazies, you know, they are anti-terrorism. We were anti-terrorism. So what did the left do? They say, oh, these people are anti-Islam. We're not anti-Muslims. We love all people. We pray for our enemies. I mean, you know, I'm a Christian. You know, I know a lot of Christians are watching me. We don't have an inch or a breath of hate in our soul because we know we're going to be judged at the end of time. And we know love can change things much more than hate. So if you are now watching me and you are a patriotic American, your existence offends the left. Things are out of control. We are allowing woke anti-civil rights race theory policies that promote segregation, inequity, and discrimination, described as DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, to drive recruitment and hiring practices regardless of community demographics and job interest. Have we lost our minds? We the people, we the grassroots, can put enough pressure on Congress to make sure their integrity light goes on and their ethical light goes on and their action light goes on and put the light of fire under their feet so they can do the right thing. That's the only language elected officials understand, either money or pressure. Since we don't have the money, we can turn up the pressure, and you are a part of turning up the pressure.
Boy, Brigitte, you are so powerful. You put everything
you.
Right into words, things that
Thank
we're all
you.
Trying to struggle to find the right wording, how we, and then you give us the actions to do it. And so you can find Brigitte's brand new show on the network, PTL
right.
Television
launched
Network.
Launched on PTL.
It's so exciting.
Launched on PTL. And you know, and I want to give you a tip, some of the tips that we give on the show, because this is important. People say, Why, Brigitte, you know, my elected official is not going to listen to me. I'm only one voice. My elected official, my congressman needs to hear from 50,000 people before they do anything. Wrong. I talk to elected officials all the time, and that's why your voice is important. I ask them, how many people do you need to hear from to make an issue your top priority? And you will be shocked. On the federal level, 40 to 50 people. That's it. And here is the science behind the numbers. They believe every phone call represents 1,000 voters.
Yes.
1,000 voices. They believe if somebody makes a phone call, writes an email, or writes a letter, or signs a petition, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way,
yes,
but are too lazy to make a phone call,
right,
or send an email,
yeah,
yet they vote on election day.
Mm-hmm.
That translates to 40 to 50,000 voters on election day. That can make or break an election.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure there are more than 40 people watching this broadcast. We are 40 just in the audience,
right,
at least.
That's right.
Just imagine the power of your voice.
Yeah.
See, this is the difference between entertaining and really giving people tips that they can use. And so we not only tell you what bills are coming down for a vote, but how you can call your member of Congress. So on our Act Now campaign, we not only tell you, here's the problem, here's the name of the bill, tell Congress you want to vote for this, you want them to vote for this bill. You enter your address, and we need to know, by the way, people ask me, why do you ask for our address? You know, you ask for too much information. Not for me, for your member of Congress, because they need to be able to verify that you are actually a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now with computers, anybody can create a fake name, fake email. That's not enough. They need to know that you are a real person, yeah, to verify that you are a constituent. And that's where the power is. They want to listen to their constituents because what do they want? Re-election. They want to get re-elected. And so we give you their pictures. Here are your members of Congress on the federal level and the state level. Do you want to send them an email? You click confirm. And then the email pops up already signed with your name. Do you agree you want to send this email? Yes, click confirm. One click. And then social media posts pop up. You know, you want to post this on your social media, no matter what you have, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. With one click, you can post it on your social media. We already have posts prepared for you. You want to call them. We give you their phone numbers so you can call your elected officials. And we even have a script written for you.
That's amazing.
Because a lot of people do not know what to say.
Right.
They're like, what am I going to call member of Congress? I'm going to. They don't know what to say. They get tongue-tied. We literally have a script for you to read. You don't even have to think. We are turning every single American into a powerful American making an impact. And they can do it under 2 minutes. And people tell me, oh, Brigitte, but we're so busy, you know, all the time. We don't have time to be activists like the left. This tool is so easy to use. Even if you have two jobs, I'm sure you take bathroom breaks, right?
Yeah.
You can take your phone with you to the bathroom. Click, 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 in 2 minutes, done. You can do your business and contact your elected officials at the same time. That's called activism.
And you call act in faith you're talking about these days.
That's right. So also, not only are we activating people in general, but we launched our Act in Faith project nationwide because I believe Christians are instruments, are God's instruments,
yes,
to change the world, to make,
yes,
a difference. God doesn't change the world through lightning and the sky. And right now, we are setting up Act in Faith groups within churches to be salt and light within their church. God called us to be salt and light. So our duty, a lot of Christians, okay, who attend church want to do something. They know there is a problem.
Yes.
They see what their kids are studying in school.
Oh.
They see the attack on, yeah, Christianity.
Yes.
They see the attacks on our Judeo-Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the problem, but they do not know what to do about it. So our Act in Faith groups, just like there are Bible study groups within your church,
right?
We are starting groups within churches. We will mentor you if you sign up. If you go on actforamerica.org, click on Get Involved, and you say, I want to sign up. I want to start an, mm-hmm, Act in Faith chapter in my church, if you are a church member. We will train you. We will mentor you. We will assign you somebody to teach you exactly what to do, how to get information to your church. You can be the salt and light in your community. You can get the information to church members. Look, there is this bill coming down for a vote in our city council, in,
yeah,
our community that you can take action on. So we have action items for the state. We have action items for that, for the national, and not just about political issues. It's about social issues. You know, when your city council meeting or your school board meeting to approve a curriculum that your kids are going to study.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Christians need to be informed.
Absolutely.
And you know what? We have 70 to 80 million evangelicals in the United States. Can you imagine if we just activate the church? If we just activate church members? So please, if you are a Christian watching me right now, if you are a member of a church, be the salt and light in your church. Pray about it. Seek God's voice about it. Fast about it. We would love for people, as many as possible, at as many churches as possible, to start acting faith chapters within the church. We want to partner with you. We want to help you. We want to mobilize your church so you can become a voice affecting your community and our nation.
Yeah. If the church ever needed to act, it's now.
Right. Now.
The Bible's so clear that faith without works is dead.
Right. That's right.
And so many churches are dead today. I mean, they're not doing salvation anymore to go out and win the lost. It's time for the church to stand up. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, our time's gone for today.
Oh, for Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Want to thank you for being with us.
We surrendered our power as Christians for years.
Yes.
That's how we ended up now with transgenders, teaching our children that you're not a boy, you're not a girl, and we're going to give you hormone therapy without telling your parents. We surrendered our territory to our enemy, and now it's time for God's people to take our territory back.
Yes.
America is a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values. It's time for Christians to develop a backbone and stand on the truth and start speaking up in defense of our Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely. Yes. Amen.
I'm a preacher of Revelation. As we go off the air today, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, I believe with all my heart they're riding. And Revelation 6, verse 8, I'm just going to read a part of it. And this whose rider's name was Death and Hell, Hades, followed him closely, and they were given authority and power over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with war, with famine, and with plagues, pestilence, diseases. That's where we are right now, people. And with wild beasts of the earth, and it's with diseases from the animals. It's here. The revelation is here. The coming of the Lord is near. Be ready. Ask Jesus into your heart right now. All the things in the Bible are coming to pass.
They really are.
Let's all be ready. Let's meet in heaven one day together. I have to go. I want to thank Bridget Gabriel for being with us today.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.